Let us pray. God of love, like Thomas, we want to know your presence. Come to us. Speak to us. Let us touch you. We love and trust you. We open our hearts. Amen. A reading from 1 Peter. Blessed be the Abba God of our Lord Jesus Christ. In great mercy, God has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God has given us an inheritance that can't ever be marred, diminished, or taken away, for it is kept in heaven for you. You are being protected by the power of God, which you know through your faith, and promised the salvation that is right there, but will only be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even now, for a little while, you have had to suffer various trials. Your faith is more precious than gold. But think about it. Gold, though perishable, is tested by fire. In the end, the genuineness of your faith will result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you love and trust him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of life.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's Gospel in the 20th chapter. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the disciples were all gathered together and the doors were locked because they were afraid of the people. But Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw Jesus. And again, he said to them, peace be with you. As God has sent me, so I send you. And then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now, Thomas was called the twin, was one of the 12. He was not with them when Jesus came. So they told him, we have seen the Lord. But Thomas said, unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, unless I put my finger in those marks, put my hand in his side, I won't believe. Well, a week later, they were all gathered together again, and this time Thomas was with them. And even though the doors were still locked, Jesus came and stood among them. And he said, peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, look, put your finger in my hands. Reach out and see the marks of the nails. Put your hand in my side. Don't doubt, but believe. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, have you come to believe because you have seen? Blessed are all those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. No doubt you have seen Caravaggio's well-known painting of this, the incredulity of Thomas. Thomas is literally bent over, sticking his finger right into the wound in Jesus' side. Jesus is holding up his shirt, kind of like, you want to see my scar? It's a great painting, but I guarantee that's not the way it was. Think about somebody that you have lost, that you love, somebody that you miss, even somebody that's far away. If they suddenly, inexplicably appeared before you, I don't think you'd be worried about how they went. You'd be glad to see them. I don't think Thomas was doubting. He was waiting. He was waiting for the real thing to come along. It wasn't enough for him to hear this story from the disciples. Oh, we've seen the Lord. He didn't want a story. He wanted Jesus. He didn't want some belief in resurrection. He didn't want a theological statement. He wanted his friend. And when Jesus appeared, I bet he wasn't looking at his wounds. I bet he was looking in his eyes when he said, my Lord and my God, my friend, my brother, my lover, my teacher, my mentor. There is a Thomas in each one of us who's not doubting, just seeking. And that Thomas is not satisfied with theories and stories and explanations, not satisfied with theology, not satisfied with the church that says, Christ is risen. And there's this part of it that says, let me see. Jesus says these peculiar words. At the end of that story, he says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe. I don't know if Jesus would have been able to actually say those words. I bet those are John talking. Most of the Gospel of John, in fact, is John talking. There's very little of Jesus' own words in the Gospel of John. Because by John's time, in the 90s, 60 years after Jesus, there was this big question. Jesus said he was going to come again. How come he didn't come again? And John is trying to reassure his people. It's all right. You don't have to see him. Just trust. But Jesus had a little different spin on it. Because Jesus healed people. And then he said, now, tell me what you see. Go and tell other people what God has done for you. Jesus knew that there is a part of each of us that's like Thomas that doesn't want a theological explanation. We don't want doctrine. We want God. We want a relationship with the one who loves us, who knows us, who gives us life. And there is that Thomas in you that longs not just for the church's teachings, but for Jesus, for a real experience of a real relationship with God, whoever that is. And it's hard because we don't get to see. We can't just reach out our hand and touch the hand of Jesus with the holes in it and say, oh, yeah, that's the Jesus I'm looking for. But yes, we can. If you keep your Thomas alive, if you nourish that spiritual hunger, you will see. You will see forgiveness in this world. And you will know that you've seen God. You will receive blessings that you don't deserve. And you will know that you have felt the body of God. You will reach out to somebody who's hurting and not know what in you makes you do that. But something will feel right and good about that. And you will know that you have actually been a member of the body of the risen Christ. Thomas is each one of us, not doubting, but looking, searching, hungry. And if you care about anybody in this world, if you care about your loved ones, if you care for all those others, if there's something in your heart that aches for the poor or the lonely, that cares about the hungry or the homeless or people who are imprisoned or enslaved, if you have some little nugget of compassion in your heart for some people, old people who are lonely in nursing homes or young people who are at risk on the streets, the reason you have that is because the Spirit of God has been breathed into you. That's why Jesus came back. He didn't come back from the dead just to show us pictures of the other side. He didn't come back just to prove he could do it. He did it for this one thing, in order to give us his Spirit. If you have compassion in you, that is the Spirit of God. The problem is that if you're not in communion with God, that spirit of compassion is so small and thin, it's just one person's heart trying to reach out to others. But by the grace of that Thomas in each of us that wants to really connect with God, not just hear some theories, but have a relationship with this God who feeds us, who breathes this Spirit into us, then it's not just your heart, it's the heart of God. And that has infinite power. That's why the center of this story is not Thomas wanting to see Jesus. It's Jesus saying, now, as God has sent me, so I send you. You go. You've got the Spirit in you. Pay attention to that Thomas in you that wants to breathe in not just some ideas, but that presence, that life, that outrageous love for you that God has. And then without seeing proof, without having some rational evidence of the resurrection of Christ, you will know from the inside out. You will have felt. You will have touched. you will have seen. Because all love is the risen Christ. Will you pray with me? God, help us always to love and trust, to keep keen our hunger for you, waiting, looking, ready. Gracious God, for the mystery of the resurrection of Christ, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.